What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Did you know that licensed firearm holders who are traveling and do not wish to carry a weapon are required to store guns and ammunition at a police station or the Firearm Licensing Authority for safekeeping under the law? Find out more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Under Section 45, Subsection 2 of the Amended Firearms Act, licensed firearm holders who are traveling and do not wish to carry a weapon are required to make arrangements to store their guns and ammunition for safekeeping. Superintendent of Police and Head of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF's Communication Unit, Stephanie Lindsay, is urging firearm owners to store their weapons with the JCF or the Firearm Licensing Authority, FLA. Superintendent Lindsay says previously, travelers could leave firearms at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay and the Norman Manley International Airport in Kingston for safekeeping. She says due to security reasons and limited storage space, however, this option is no longer available. The guns can be stored at the local police station for a time, not exceeding 3 weeks, or at the FLA.
So what we encourage persons to do is to make arrangements prior to the date of travel with their local police station for them to keep their weapons for a short period, maybe within a month, whilst they travel overseas.
Licensed firearm owners can also store weapons at the FLA for a nominal fee. The cost for storage is $300 per month for handguns and $500 for shotguns.
If they are going to be traveling for longer periods, we recommend that they make the arrangement with the Firearm Licensing Authority, because they have provisions in place for persons to leave their weapons with them for safekeeping.
Persons in breach of the regulations can be found guilty of an offense and on summary conviction before a resident magistrate can be liable to a fine not exceeding $200,000 and imprisonment with or without hard labor for a term not exceeding 12 months. Superintendent Lindsay is appealing to persons to desist from the practice of gun salute as this poses grave danger to the public.
There are times when we have some very unfortunate situations, injuries and deaths as a result of persons doing gun salutes at events. That is a straight breach of the law, and if you're caught, you're going to be charged. So we want persons to desist from doing that. When you get a gun, it is to protect your life and property.
This practice is considered negligent discharge of a firearm and is an offense. Under Section 23, Subsection 1 of the Act, a person shall not discharge any firearm or ammunition on or within 40 yards of any public road or in any public place, except in the lawful protection of his person or property or that of another person. Where there is a breach of this, any justice of the peace or constable may, without a warrant, seize any firearm or ammunition found and retain it for as long as is necessary for the purpose of investigation. And where the investigation results in legal proceedings against any person for the offense until the completion of the legal proceedings. And if you are not authorized to carry a gun, you are not expected to be in possession of one.
You might have a friend who has a gun and asks you to keep it. You are not authorized to be in possession of any other gun other than the one that you are authorized to have.
Superintendent of Police and Head of the Jamaica Constabulary Force's Corporate Communications Unit, Stephanie Lindsay.
Tax Administration Jamaica is working to serve you even better. Have you used the upgraded electronic service RAISE 2? Through this online platform, you can check statement balances, start the application process for a taxpayer registration number, file income tax returns, and much more. No lines, no hassle. It's just a click away. Log on to jamaicatax.gov.jm or call 1-888-TAX-HELP for details. Use RAISE 2 and experience the upgrade.
We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.